It's good to see you all this morning. As you see on the screen, I'm going to be talking about the book of Ruth this morning. Ruth is the eighth book in the Bible, and it's a story about great faith and loyalty and redemption. And it takes place shortly after the Israelites enter the land of Canaan, during the time of Judges. And as the story begins, in the town of Bethlehem, there is a man named Elimelech who has a wife named Naomi and two sons. And they're living in Bethlehem when a great famine covers the land. And there's no food. And so he takes his wife, Naomi, and his two sons, and they go to the land of Moab. And they live there in Moab, and as they're living in Moab, this man dies. And he leaves this wife, Naomi, to raise their two sons. Well, eventually her sons marry wives from Moab, and they're Moabite wives. One was named Orpah, and the other was named Ruth. And so they're living in Moab, and after about 10 years, both of her sons die as well. So the great tragedy that befalls Naomi makes her decide she's done with Moab and she's going back to Bethlehem, to her people. And she tells her daughter-in-laws that you should go to your families in Moab and they'll take care of you. I have nothing left to give you. God has taken everything from me. But you guys go back and live out your lives with your people. And they don't want to go. They don't want to leave Naomi. But eventually, Orpah does go back to her people in Moab. But Ruth refuses to go. And in Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16, she says, "Entreat me not to leave you, or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." And so the two of them travel back to Bethlehem. And Naomi's friends and family welcome her, saying, "Naomi's back, Naomi's back," and they're glad, but Naomi is not glad. She is still grieved. And she tells them that, "I left full and I come back empty. The Lord has taken everything from me." Well, now, at this time, when they come back, it's the very beginning of barley harvest. And Ruth decides that she needs to get to work to provide for herself and Naomi. So she goes out into the barley fields. And after the reapers have passed, she goes by and she picks up the heads of grain that the scraps that they have that fall from the reapers. And she's out there picking up these leftover scraps. And they come to a field that's owned by a man named Boaz. Now, she doesn't know that Boaz is actually a relative of her late husband. And Ruth doesn't say this, but I thought it was interesting. He is also the son of another foreigner that God saves, the Rahab, the harlot. If you remember Rahab, who received the spies when they came into Canaan, Boaz is her son. And she doesn't know he's a relative. And Boaz, he comes to the field where she is gathering grain, and he says to the reapers there, "The Lord be with you." And they all replied, "The Lord bless you." And he looks and he sees this woman, and he says, "Who is that woman out there in the edge of the field?" And they tell him, "Well, that's that Moabite woman that Naomi brought back with her." And she asked if she could pick out the scraps that fall, and we told her she could. She's been out there all day doing it. And so Boaz tells the men not to bother her, to leave her alone. And he goes and he talks to Ruth. And he tells Ruth that she doesn't have to just pick up the scraps that are falling on the ground. That if she wants, she could go and follow the women who are gleaning in the field and pick the barley that they are picking. And Ruth falls down. She is so grateful, because that'll save her a whole lot of time. And she is so grateful, she says to him, she falls on her face and bows down to the ground and says to him, "Why have you found favor? Why have I found favor in your eyes? That you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner." Boaz tells Ruth, "Oh, I know who you are. And I also know about the kindness that you have showed your mother-in-law after your husband died. And I know all the things I've heard, all the things that you have done for her." And he tells her in Ruth chapter 12, chapter 2 and verse 12, he says, "The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." So when mealtime came, Boaz tells Ruth to come sit at the table with the other workers and eat with them. And she does. And after she receives the food that they gave her, she kept back a little bit of it to give to Naomi. And at the end of the day, she came home and told Naomi all that she had done, and showed her all the grain that she had got. And Naomi asked her where she worked, where she got all this grain. And Ruth said it was this kind man's field, his name was Boaz, and he was very kind to me. And that's when Naomi tells her that Boaz is actually a relative of your late husband. And Naomi is grateful. And she thanks God for giving them a way forward, for giving them this gift, and not forsaking them. And she tells Ruth to keep working in the field, the fields of Boaz. And she does. Now, Naomi is getting old. And so in chapter 3, she tells Ruth that she needs to go and find security for herself. She needs a husband and a family and a home of her own so she can be secure when Naomi is gone. And she tells her, now tonight, Boaz is going to be on the threshing floor, processing the grain. What you need to do is anoint yourself with oil. and put on your best garments and go to where Boaz is. And when he is, after he has eaten and drunk and lies down to rest, you go and uncover his feet. And you lay down at his feet. Now this might seem like a strange thing for us, for someone to do. But that was their custom back then. Whenever a family member or a relative was appealing for help, that's the custom that they did. And so Ruth did this. She did what Naomi told her to do. Now at midnight, Boaz wakes up from sleep, and he sees this figure lying down on the ground. And he says, "Who's there?" And Ruth replies to him. He says, "Who are you?" And Ruth answered him and says, "I am Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative." So Boaz blesses Ruth for her kindness and devotion to him, and for not going after the young men, whether rich or old or poor. And he tells her not to be afraid. He would do as she requests. But he said, "There is a relative closer than me who, according to law, would have first choice in marrying her and raising up a family for their dead relative." Because you see, the Jews had this law that if a man dies and leaves a wife without children, a relative would have the right to marry her and raise up children for the dead relative, thus keeping the lineage of the family alive. That was important to them. So Boaz tells her if he is not willing to do his duty toward her, that Boaz himself would do it. So Boaz tells her to stay there the rest of the night, and tomorrow I will go and see this man. And so Ruth, before daylight, leaves, so there's no scandal. Before she does, Boaz loads her scarf completely up with grain, 6 bushels full, and she takes it back to Naomi and tells her everything that he said. So Naomi tells Ruth to stay here, sit here all day. She says, because Boaz will not rest until he does everything that he says he would do. So in chapter 4, Boaz goes and he finds this relative. He goes and he sits down at the gate of the city and waits for this relative to come by. And when he sees him, he takes him aside and says, "Come over here and sit down. We need to talk about something. But we have to have witnesses for this." So he goes and finds 10 elders of the city, and he brings them to witness what he's about to say. And he tells them about this relative that they have, who sold his birthright. And he's giving this relative an opportunity to buy it back, to redeem this land. And the man said, "Gladly, I'll do it. No problem." But Boaz says there's something else. Whoever redeems the land also has to marry the wife that this man left behind, a Moabite woman named Ruth. When he hears this, the man says, "Oh, now wait a minute. you know, I'm going to have to do a lot of work working on that land. Just to leave it to her and her heirs? No, I don't think so. Because I've got my own problems to work out. He starts backing out of this deal. And they had another custom that if someone would not perform the duties of redemption, he could take his sandal off his feet and hand it to a man who would. And so this relative takes his sandal off and he hands it to Boaz. Boaz takes the sandal and vows before them all that he would redeem the land and marry Ruth. And that's what he did. The women of the city congratulated Naomi, saying this daughter-in-law of hers was worth more than seven sons. And Naomi, in her old age, became a nurse to this child that God blessed them with, because God gave them a son. And a neighbor named the boy Obed, which means servant. And Obed would have a son named Jesse, whose son would be David the king, then Solomon, and then many others in that lineage until we reach Jesus Christ. And so what are some of the things we can glean from the book of Ruth? I think as Christians today, we can learn a lot from Ruth. How she chose to leave her people, leave the land of her birth, and be joined to God's people. And likewise, we must be willing to leave our ties to this earth, to be joined to God's people, to be joined to Christ. Ruth's loyalty to God's people, because of her love and devotion to Naomi, is something I think we can learn from today. Think about the risk she took. She didn't know if these people would even accept her. But her devotion, her loyalty was so strong, it overcame that. As Jesus said, as Jacob read this morning in the reading, here is my family. Look around this room this morning. Look at the people around you. This is your eternal family. We're spending eternity together, you see. After a billion years have passed, we're still going to be together as God's family. That gives us a connection that's stronger than any relationship you can have outside the church. Another thing we can learn from Ruth is humility. How she was willing to go out into the fields and just take the scraps. She was happy just to take the scraps that fell from the harvester's bundles. Like that beggar Jesus talked about, who was happy to just get the crumbs from the master's table. We should be happy with whatever God gives us today. And we should be grateful for what God gives us, no matter what it is. And not complain or be envious of what other people have. You know, God hates it when you complain. He really hates it when you complain. It's easy to do, but don't do it. Just don't complain. Like Jesus said, be faithful in what is least, and you'll be faithful in what is great, what is much. God is watching you. And he's ready to give you so much more if you'll just be faithful in the least. We see from Ruth how she listened to Naomi and learned the rules of these people, learned their custom, and she followed them. She followed the rules and the customs of the people she was adopted into. Did you know that Christ's family has rules? The church has rules. Jesus taught us these rules, how we are to treat one another with grace and mercy and love. Learn the rules and follow them. Ruth didn't bring her Moabite rules, her Moabite customs into the people of God, into the Israelites. No, she was willing to change and become like them. And the Bible says as Christians today, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. We have to change and become like Christ. We must change to be like him, not try to mold our faith around the customs and the practices of the world. Because the world is not our home. This isn't our home. We're just visitors here. We're going to a better place, a better home. Don't get caught up. Don't get so caught up in the fights and the politics and the worries and cares of this world. Be different. And also, we see in the book of Ruth how in the beginning Ruth didn't know what the customs of the Israelites were. She didn't know their laws. But Naomi did. Naomi knew. And so she taught her. She taught her the rules. She taught her the customs. She taught her what she had to do to live with these people and to prosper. Maybe you know somebody with a kind heart. Somebody who might be willing to listen. Be a Naomi to them. Tell them about this man who can give them security, who can give them eternal security. Because this is perhaps the most important thing that I get from the book of Ruth. The need for security. Naomi was wise to tell Ruth that she needed to find security for herself for whenever Ruth is gone. And likewise, you have no security in this world. This world will give you no lasting security. You need to lay all your worries, all your cares at the feet of Jesus and do what he says. Do what he says. If you haven't done so, obey the gospel that Yancey preached about last week. Don't you want to have the peace and the security of knowing what the future holds, knowing where your future is going to be, knowing that no matter what, you will be taken care of? Because when it comes to the end of our life, only one person is going to take care of you. That's Jesus Christ. Don't leave here today without knowing for sure that you are saved, that you have a future that is secure. Because there are many here today who will be willing and glad to study with you about this. It was an act of great love and kindness that Boaz was willing to redeem Ruth. Was willing to redeem what her husband had sold to give her a home, to give her a secure future. Just like Esau, who sold his birthright. And just like her son, her husband who sold his birthright, we have sold our birthrights for sin, for a passing pleasure that came and went so quickly. And we sold out to that. But thank God. Thank God that Jesus was willing to buy it back, to redeem what we foolishly sold so that we could have a home and a future with Him. He took us. He took us knowing our sin, knowing what we were, knowing all our faults, knowing what it was going to cost Him to redeem us. And He went ahead and did it. The book of Ruth is one of the oldest books in the Bible. But it's another image of the gospel of Jesus Christ that was written long before Christ came. And it was preserved for us today so that we can read it and be encouraged by it and have hope. And I hope that this morning you have been encouraged by the book of Ruth. We're going to sing a song of invitation. If you have a need to bring before the church of Christ, of the church this morning, please come forward as we sing and sit on the front pew.